This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. The nation is observing Constitution Day today. The government has announced year-long celebrations beginning today to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. The year-long celebrations across the country will continue till the 26th of November 2025. On the occasion of Constitution Day, a grand event will be organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in Delhi, where President Draupadi Murmu will address members of both houses of Parliament. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will grace the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of the Indian Constitution. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation. The Prime Minister said the Indian Constitution is the modern expression of a country's great tradition of thousands of years. He said that today the country is moving forward with its full potential, proud of its diversity.
हमारा संविधान हमारी गाइडिंग लाइट है
ये सिर्फ अनेक धाराओं का संग्रह नहीं हमारा संविधान सहस्त्रों वर्ष की भारत की महान परंपरा अखंड धारा उस धारा की आधुनिक अभिव्यक्ति और जब हम इस संवैधानिक व्यवस्था से जनप्रतिनिधि के रूप ग्राम पंचायत से लेकर के संसद तक जो भी दायित्व निभाते हैं हमें संविधान के लेटर एंड स्पिरिट को समर्पित भाव से ही हमें अपने आप को हमेशा सज्ज रखना होगा आज पूरे सामर्थ्य से अपनी सभी विविधताओं पर गर्व करते हुए यह देश आगे बढ़ रहा है और इन सब के पीछे हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत हमारा संविधान है
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has given its approval for the PAN 2.0 project of the Income Tax Department. The financial implications for the PAN 2.0 project will be 1,435 crore rupees. Briefing reporters after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that under it, the existing system will be completely upgraded and there'll be a unified portal. He informed that PAN 2.0 will have robust cybersecurity measures. Mr. Vaishnav also clarified that the existing permanent account number will be the same. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved investment of 1,939 crore rupees for the construction of the Hio Hydroelectric Project in the Shi Yomi district of Arunachal Pradesh. The estimated completion period for the project is 15 months. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also approved three projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of around 7,927 crore rupees. These projects include the 160-kilometer-long Manmad-Jalgaon 4th line, the 131-kilometer-long Bhusawal-Khandwa 3rd and 4th line, and the 84-kilometer-long Prayagraj-Manikpur 3rd line. The proposed multi-tracking projects will ease operations and reduce congestion, providing the much-required infrastructural development on the busiest sections. On the anniversary of the cowardly terror attacks in Mumbai on 26 November 2008, President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to the bravehearts who lost their lives in these attacks. In a social media post, the president said that the nation is grateful and salutes its valiant security personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting countrymen. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences over the demise of industrialist Shashikant Ruya. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Shashikant Ruya was a colossal figure in the world of industry. The Prime Minister said his visionary leadership and unwavering commitment to excellence transformed the business landscape of the country. Mr. Modi said Shashikant Ruya was always full of ideas, always discussing how we could make the country better. The Supreme Court has directed the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to consider relaxing the restrictions on physical classes for schools, colleges and other educational institutions in Delhi NCR. These restrictions were imposed last week due to severe air pollution. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Massey said that a large number of students do not have air purifiers at home, and therefore there may not be a significant difference between children staying at home and those attending schools. The Apex Court ordered that a decision be taken by the CAQM in this regard by today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.